We're picking up on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, four lines up from the wide lines. Previously, the Gemara had been talking about that during a famine or some other period of pain and trouble for Klal Yisrael, a person, even if he's not personally suffering from these problems, should not separate himself from the community, but rather should join in the pain and suffering of the rest of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara now continues that discussion. So again, four lines up from the wide lines, first word on the line. Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Bizman Shash Sibor Shauri Bitsar, when the community is experiencing pain, Al Yomar Adam, a person should not say, Eilech Lebesi, let me go home, Ba'ochel, Veshta, I'll eat and drink, Veshal Malacha Nafshi, and there'll be peace upon my soul, I'll enjoy myself, and I don't have to worry about anyone else. Vim Osa Kain, a person should not do that, and if he does do it, Alava Kasav Oma, regarding him, the Pasuk says, Vihine sason v'simcha harog bakar shchotzon, that when the Navi came and told the Jews that tsaros were coming, that there'd be bad events, pain and suffering soon, they said, Hine sason v'simcha, let's be happy and rejoice, harog bakar, kill cattle and slaughter sheep, echol basar shos yayin, let's eat meat and drink wine, echol shso, eat and drink, because tomorrow we will die. They didn't care. They didn't listen to the warning that tsaros were coming. They ignored the tsaros, and instead they just enjoyed themselves. So Maksiv Basre, what does the Pasuk say after that? V'negla ba'aznai Hashem tzvakosi mi'chupar avon haza lachem ad tmusun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's been revealed in my ears, I am Hashem, that I swear, Hashem says, that this sin will not be atoned for until you die. That if someone is so callous and doesn't care and worry about the pain and suffering that's going to befall the community, he will not be forgiven. So the Braisa says, Ad Kamina Spanim, this is only the trait of average people, so-so people, people who are not correct but are not fully wicked. Agav Amidas Rashai Maksiv, what does it say regarding people who are completely wicked? Let's go and take wine and get drunk through wine. We'll have something like this. We'll have a party tomorrow too. That these people, the first people at least realized that machar namus, that they were going to die tomorrow. They didn't completely deny that tsaros were coming. But the second group says, let's party now and party tomorrow. We'll keep partying forever. They completely ignore the tsaros and the warning of the Navi. So the Braisa says, Maksiv Basrei, what does it say after these psukim, after the Rishayim? It says, Hatzadik Avad, the tzadik has been lost, Ve'in Ish Sam Alev, no one is paying attention, Kimipnei Hara'a Nesaf Hatzadik, because of the bad, because of the evil, the righteous person was gathered in, was taken away, meaning the tzadik died. So let's see Rashi on this so far. Rashi, after the two dots, he quotes the pasuk first. Hinei sasam simcha harog bakar ushchotzon echol basar shos yayin ki machar namus v'nigla ba'aznei Hashem tzvakosi mi'chupar avon hazeh ad tmusun. Again, the people didn't listen to the Navi's warnings, and despite the tsaros, they just celebrated. Hashem says they'll not be forgiven. So the Braisa zumi to spanim, this is the average approach. Shiurim and Misa, they are afraid of Misa, because they say tomorrow we will die, so they do recognize the Misa is coming, but they just do not react appropriately. But the next group of people says, let's go get wine and get drunk, and it'll be like this tomorrow. Rashi finishes the pasuk for us, Gadol Yoser Ma'od, an even greater party. So these are Rishonim that they don't even recognize that they will die. So what does it say about this group of people? Hatzadik avad vein ish sam alev, there's no more tzadik, no one pays attention. Mipnei mahu meis, they aren't paying attention, why did he die? The pasuk continues, Mipnei hara'a nesaf hatzadik, because of the bad, the tzadik was gathered in and died. What does that mean? Mipnei shalit star hu bera, so that he will not have to suffer the bad events that Hashem is going to bring. Vachar shigzirim l'fava, since Hashem has decreed it, and now there's no way that it'll be repealed. So because of this bad that's coming, the tzaddik was gathered in. Lishnachrin, or another explanation Rashi quotes, Mipnei ra'os shel elu, because of the wicked and evil of these people who nesaf, the tzaddik was gathered in. Shenakarsh baruch rutsa shivaki shalem rachim, Hashem doesn't want the tzaddik to be around to daven for them. So Hashem is removing any any possible thing or person that will help them do tshuva for these people who are fully wicked and don't recognize that the Misa is coming at all. So returning to the Gemara, so rather what should a person do if he should not ignore the tzaros of others? Rather, in the fifth line we say, Ela yitzar adami mitzibur Hashem, the person should pain himself and join in the pain of the community. Shechem atzina b'moshe Rabbeinu shitzir atzom imatzibur, because this is what we find regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, who pained himself to associate himself with the pain of the community. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Yidei Moshe kfeidim," that during the fight, the war with Amalek, and Moshe was davening, it says that Moshe's hands became heavy. B'yitchu evan, so they took a stone. Yesimu tachtav, and they placed beneath him. Vayashav aleha, and he sat on the stone. V'chilo hayalol Moshe kar achas uketzes achas. Did Moshe not have any sort of pillow or cushion leishev aleha to sit on? Ella, rather, kacham or Moshe. This is what Moshe said. Hol v'Yisrael shorim b'tzar, since Klal Yisrael are now experiencing pain, they're now in a battle, people are being hurt. Afani ayim ahem b'tzar, so too I shall be with them in pain. And therefore, he sat on a hard stone and not on something more comfortable. And what if someone does do this? V'chol mitzar asmo imat sibor, if someone does pain himself with the sibor, joins in the pain of the community, zocha v'ro b'nechmat sibor, so he will merit and see the consolation of the sibor when the problems are removed and they can enjoy no more tzaros. So again, the Gemara continues, v'shema yomar adam, the Brisa continues, v'shema yomar adam mi mayed bi. Perhaps the person will say, who's going to testify against me? Meaning, who can see if in my own home, if I am enjoying myself and ignoring the pain of others, or if in the privacy of my own home, I think about and associate with the pain of others and even take away certain comforts of myself to be in their pain. Who's going to know it's in the private of my own home? The answer is, Avnei Beiso, the stones of his house, shall Adam, of a person, V'koros Beiso, shall Adam, and the beams of a person's house, Me'idimbo, they will testify against him. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak, the stone from the wall will scream out, V'chapis Me'etz Yanena, and the kapis, the half brick from the wood, will answer. Debei Rabbi Shilo Amri, house of Rabbi Shilo, they used to say, Shnei Malachai Ashar, Tamalavan, Adam, the two angels that accompany a person, he may eat in a love. They will testify against the person that he did not think about, did not associate with the pain of the community. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Ki malachavid savalach," that Hashem commands two angels to accompany a person, so the angels will know what a person is doing. Rabbi Chidka says, "Nishmaso shel adam he may eat a love," that a man's soul, person's soul itself, will testify against the person if he was not acting properly. That guard the opening of your mouth against that which lies in your bosom, meaning your soul. Meaning, be careful, because your soul knows what you do, and your soul will testify against you. And some say that the very limbs of a person will testify against them. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Atem edayin u'm Hashem," that you are my witnesses. So says Hashem. You meaning the very limbs of a person. So again, even in the private of his own home, a person has to think about and associate with the pain of others, and these are the witnesses that will testify against him if he does not. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi says, Kapis, Chatzi Levena, a kapis is a half brick, Ragil Laseita Ben Shein Nidbuchei Ha'itzim, and it's normal to place him between two beams of wood. Hachi Garcinon, this is the correct girsa of the Gemara. Ivarv shall Adam Hema Edenbo, that the limbs of a person will testify against him. Shneamar Batem Edai, that you are my witnesses. Rashi explains that Rashi's Lashon Rabim, that since the Pasuk is plural, you, Neum Hashem, so says Hashem, so we learn out from there it's referring to a person's limbs. Okay, back into the Gemara. We quote the Pasuk, Kel Emunah, that Hashem is a faithful God, Ve'in Avel, with no perversion. So what does that mean? Kel Emunah, faithful God. Kishim Shinefraim Min Rashaim L'Olam Haba, just as Hashem will punish the wicked in Olam Haba, Afila Aveira Kal, even on a light, small sin, Shosin, that they do. Kach Nefraim Min Sadikim V'Olam Hazeh, so too Hashem punishes the righteous in this world, alavera kala, even on a light, small sin, shows him that they do. Vein avel, and what does it mean Hashem has no perversion? Kishim shemashalm tzchar letzadikim lolam haba, just as Hashem pays and repays the reward to the righteous in the next world, afil mitzvah kala shows, and even on just a small mitzvah that they do, small light mitzvah. Kach mashalm tzchar letzadikim lolam haba, afil mitzvah kala shows, and so too Hashem repays reward to the wicked in this world, even on a small or light mitzvah that they do. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, Ma'idich Siv, Kel Emunav Ein Avel, Kishem Shemashalim V'chuli, Kach Mashalim V'Rashalim V'Olam Hazeh. So just as Hashem repays the Tzadikim in Olam Haba, He repays Rashaim in Olam Hazeh. Rashi explains why. Is that K'dei L'Torda Min Olam Haba? That's to remove them from Olam Haba, that they receive the reward in this world, in order to not receive it in the next. K'dei Siv, the pasuk says, Mashayim Masonav El Panav Lahavido, Hashem repays his enemies in their face, meaning while they're still alive, in order to destroy them, in order that they should not get it in Olam Haba. Vein Aval, there is no perversion in Hashem. Shein Osedin below Din Emes Vitzedek, that Hashem will not do any judgment unless it is a correct and righteous judgment. Okay. I mean, therefore, he will repay even the wicked, even the little that they deserve. They will get that reward just in this world. Back in the Gemara, Tzadik v'yashar, that Hashem is righteous and straight. So, what does that mean? So, finding the Geras on the side, Malame, this teaches Shebashas piti raso shel adam lebeis olamo, when a person goes to his eternal home when he dies. Kol ma'isav niftarim lefanav, so all of his actions come in front of him. Va'omrim lo, they say to him, his actions, kach v'kach asisav v'malkom ploni v'yom ploni, this is what you did in this place and at this time. These are the sins that you did. V'hu omer, and he says, hein, that's correct, I did those things. Va'omrim lo chasom, and they tell him, well then sign next to it. V'chosim, and he signs. Shenemar biyad kol adam yachtom, that it's signed by the hand of every man. Vlooda, not only that, not only does he sign it, El Shemasik Lavasadin, that the person will verify and say that this judgment was correct. Vomer Lahem, and he will say, Yafid Antuni, you judged me appropriately, correctly. Lakai Mashinemar, this will be to fulfill the pasuk, Laman Titztak Bida Vercha, that we admit our sins in order to verify and to make righteous your words, Hashem's words. That, of course, Hashem is correct and we are not. We'll see Rashi on that. Tzadik v'yashar, Hashem is righteous and straight. Matzdik hadin al hatzadikim, lifroa mehem. Va'ose tova v'yashrus im harishayim, lifroa kol zuchusum ba'olam hazeh, kedei letordam. The Rashi says Hashem is tzadik, is righteous, in that he does a righteous judgment, a correct judgment on the righteous that he even punishes them even for what they do, albeit only in this world. At the same time, he's straight, that he does good, that is good and is straight and proper. What he does with the wicked, that he does repay them only in this world, so to remove them from the next. Biad kol adam yachtam, Rashi kosev maisel kol adam, so he writes the actions of every man. Umachtam yad kol adam al kol maisav, and each person then signs his signature next to his own actions, accepting them and the judgment. L'matit tzak b'davarecha, in order to verify and make righteous your words. Shumatik olav b'davarecha shatamar elo, that the person will again verify and accept as righteous your words, mean Hashem's words, that he will show the person. Okay. Back into the Gemara, switching topics, returning to fasting. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kol Yoshev B'Tanis, anyone who sits in a fast, meaning anyone who fasts, Nikra Chote, is considered, is called a sinner. That is not a good thing to fast. The Gemara says, Savar Ki Tana, that Shmuel must hold like this Tana. This Tana, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Akfar Baribi Omer, he said, Ma Tamalomer, what is the Pasuk coming to teach us when it says regarding a Nazir who is taken upon himself not to drink wine, the Vechiper, a love that he has to bring a carbon at the end of his Nazir to atone for himself, Ma'asher Chat al Nefesh, from which that which he sinned against a soul, Vechibeiz a Nefesh Chat Azeh, against which soul did he sin? Who did he hurt? What did he do? Ella, rather, what is it referred to? Rilazar HaKfar says, Shitsir Atzum Minayan, from the fact that he pained himself and did not allow himself to drink and enjoy wine. And that is his sin that he did, that he must receive atonement. Balod Bram Kavachomer, so then it's a Kavachomer. Mazeshel Tzir Atzum El Minayan, this person who only pained himself by refraining from wine, Nikrachote, yet he's called a sinner and needs to bring a carbon chatas and needs atonement. So Hamitzar Atzum, we call Davar Davar, someone who pains himself by refraining not to eat from eating anything, Halachas V'Kamakama certainly should be considered a sinner. That's not what Hashem wants for us to just fast and not enjoy food and this world. So that's the opinion of Elazar HaKfar and Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Elazar says, no, Nikra Kadosh, someone who fasts is considered holy. Shinemar, it says also about the Nazar, Kadoshia, that the Nazar will be holy. Gadel Per, Saro, show that the growth of his hair on his head shall grow. Right, that a Nazar is not allowed to cut his hair. And this, the Nazir, who only pained himself by refraining from one thing, meaning wine, yet he's called holy. Hamitzar Atrim called Dabar Alachas Kamakama, someone who refrains from eating anything, from paining himself by not eating anything, certainly should be considered holy. So on the one hand, one pasuk calls the Nazir a sinner, and the other pasuk calls the Nazir Kadosh. So the Gemara explains and elaborates. Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, who said that the Nazir is a sinner, ha ikri kadosh, but the pasuk says he's holy. How does Shmuel understand that? So Shmuel says, no, that's not referring to the Nazir, that the Nazir himself is holy. Hahu agidol perakai, that's only referring to the growth of his hair, that is considered holy or set aside, and that it is prohibited to benefit from that hair. Ula Rabbi Elazar, and according to Rabbi Elazar, who said that the Nazir is holy, so then why does the Nazir bring a carbon chatas? Hanik rechoti, but isn't he called a sinner? So Rabbi Elazar says, no, hahu desaiv nafshe, that's not referring to every Nazir, that's only referring to the Nazir who violated his Naziris by desaiv nafshe, by making himself tameh, that a Nazir is also not allowed to become tameh al yedei hameis. And if a Nazir violated that, so he's the sinner, and he needs a carbon. But a regular Nazir, of course, is holy. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, L'shmul kadosh ya agedol perasayar agedar perakai, that according to Shmuel, the holiness is not referring to the Nazir himself, but to the hair. Shesaru asur b'hana, that the hair is asur to derive benefit from it. Aval hu asmul lo nikra kadosh, but the Nazir himself is not called holy. Well, the Elazar Chote, and Elazar who says that the Nazir is a sinner, what does it mean, according to Elazar, that the Nazir is a sinner? Not that the Nazir himself is a sinner, always, but rather just saw if only when he became Tameh. Kitargumu, as the Unklis explains, Meshur Chatal and Nefesh, the Pasuk says when he sinned against his soul, Pshat HaMikra Al Shenitma V'meis, that the Pashashat means when he became Tameh by coming in contact with a dead body. But a regular Nazir, of course, is not a sinner, rather is holy. V'chi be'ezeh nefesh chatazeh, this Rashi is really out of order, it should be earlier, that Shmuel said, against whose soul did he sin? Mi harag, who did he kill? Shnik rechoti, that he should be considered a sinner. Rather, it must be that no, that paining himself is a sin. Shein mitzvah letza'er asma, because there's no mitzvah for someone to pain himself. There's nothing wrong with enjoying what is permitted in this world. Kedarimrina, as we say in the Gemara in Hurios, Tzadiki, I achli, hai alma, mi sani lehu, that if the tzadikim have that opportunity to enjoy this world, do they hate that? Is that bad? No, there's nothing wrong with enjoying this world according to the Torah, whatever it says is permitted. Nikra Kadosh, that Rila says that another is called holy. Reshe Dekra Kadar, so he understands that phrase as referring to the beginning of the Pasuk, not to the end, which refers to the hair, but to the beginning, which refers to the Nazir. And why is he holy? Bishvil shemitokach, because through this mismark and avonosav shemisana, that his sins will be erased through his fasting, referring to a regular person who's fasting from all food. And back in the Gemara says, "Well, me, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hachi, did Elazar really say that someone who fasts is considered holy? V'hamar Rabbi Elazar, but didn't Rabbi Elazar also say, La'olam yimud Adam atzmo, ki'ilu kadosh shavari b'toch me'av, a person should always view himself as if there's holiness within his stomach, meaning that his stomach is holy, and that he must honor his stomach and feed it and eat, that you should eat. So how did Rabbi Elazar say fasting is good? Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Bekir b'cha kadosh v'avo b'ir." Quoting a pasuk, this is really just a hint. Pasuk says that there's holiness in your midst, inside of you, and I will not come into your city. But we're focusing on this, the first phrase, that there's holiness inside of you, that inside our stomachs is holy, and we need to eat. So how do we resolve this contradiction in Rabbi Elazar? Is fasting good or bad? The Gemara says, Lo kasha, not a difficulty. Ha dematzi litzurei nafshe. This is refers to a person who is able to pain himself and won't affect him. The fasting won't slow him down. Ha de lo matzi litzurei nafshe. This is referring to someone who cannot fast so easily. So if you can fast easily and it won't affect your davening or your learning or your mitzvos and so forth, so then it's a good thing to fast. But if it will affect you negatively and you won't be able to serve Hashem as well, that is not good. Let's see Rashi on that. Top Rashi on the page. Kilu kadosh shari b'soch me'av, as if there's holiness in your stomach. Kilu kol me'av kadosh, as if your entire stomach is holy. Ba'aser la'achishim, therefore it's aser, it's prohibited to withhold from them food. D'hachi mashma, because that's how we understand the pasuk. Bekir b'cha kadosh, that there's holiness in your inside of you, in your stomach. Klomar, the aser lihisanos, that is prohibited to fast because your stomach is holy. The continuation of Rashi is not clear. Most people think that you need to change the girsa of Rashi. Rashi doesn't really make sense. So we'll read it according to the girsa of the Oz v'Hadar. Bekir b'cha kadosh, that in your midst is holiness. Pashti, the krak hadarsh l'el, that earlier undaf. Hey, Amud Aleph, we darshan this pasuk based on the simple meaning of the pasuk, meaning what? B'shul shekadosh shari b'tzar lo avo b'ir shamala, since the holiness Hashem is in pain, the Jews were not acting properly, lo avo b'ir shamala, that Hashem says they will not go into the Yushalayim above, of heaven, ad she'evne Yushalayim shalmata, until I will rebuild Yushalayim below. Or misi ba'almahu, but our Gemara is not referring to the simple meaning of the pasuk. It's merely a hint that bekir b'cha kadosh, that inside of you is holy, meaning your stomach. But that's not the simple meaning of the pasuk Rashi is saying. Continuing Rashi, hadamatzi masar nafshe. What does that mean? Shiyachol lizbol hatanis. If someone can handle the fast and still go about his daily schedule, so then mishabachol kadosh baruch Hashem praises it. But if you can't fast, and therefore you're not allowed to, you can't serve Hashem as well because it's difficult for you to fast, then you are considered a sinner. Back in the Gemara, Reish Lakish says that someone who fasts nikra chas is considered a pious person. Shemar's pasuk says, "Gomel nafsho ish chesed," that someone who is gomel nafsho. We'll see. Rashi has two interpretations of that. Is an ish chesed, is a pious person. Ba'ocher sharo, but someone who pains his flesh is cruel. So let's just see Rashi on that. Nikra chesed, ha-mis'anas, someone who fasts is pious. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, gomel nafsho ish chesed. That someone who, according to this pshat, the first pshat means someone who weans his soul, meaning doesn't allow it to eat, is pious. Meaning what? Mafresh asmo mi machol umishna, someone who separates himself from food and drink. Kmo b'yom hi gamel es Yitzchak, as the pasuk says, on the day that Yitzchak was weaned, meaning he no longer nursed. So if someone weans himself off of food, he is considered a chassid. Mipimori, Rashi quotes this from his teacher. Inami, or another pshat, gomel, lashon tigmol, gomel is the lashon of giving, like gemilas chasadim, shemashlim nafsha lakono, someone who gives over his soul to his creator, meaning by not allowing it to eat, he is the chasid. V'ocher shara, but someone who pains his flesh, hamisana, umachash b'sar, someone who fasts and damages his flesh, because he cannot handle it, nikra achzar, he is cruel. As we said above, you should only fast if it won't affect you negatively. Back of the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes said, Hai bar be rav,